Thank you, Francis. And now back to the news.
Top scientists have confirmed what many of us already knew. Pubs play a vital role in spreading social cohesion and contentment. Scientists found people who have a local, where they regularly meet to drink and socialise, are happier and more engaged with their community. Those lacking a local pub had significantly smaller social networks and felt less trusting of their neighbours, the study found. Lead researcher, Professor Robin Dunmar from Oxford University, said, "This study showed that frequenting a local pub can directly affect people's social network size and how engaged they are with their local community, which in turn can affect how satisfied they feel in life. Our social networks provide us with the single most important buffer against mental and physical illness. While pubs traditionally have had a role as a place in the community for socialising, alcohol's role appears to be in triggering the endorphin system, which promotes social bonding."
Fears have been raised that proposed cuts to Norfolk County Council's adult social care budget could see the loss of wardens in sheltered housing schemes. The council is considering taking £5 million out of commissioning housing support, which could impact on wardens and other services. The County Council provides funding to 16 providers for sheltered housing services, covering 243 schemes across the county. Providers, including Norwich City Council and Great Yarmouth Borough Council, decide how to use money to provide support, which includes help provided by wardens. A spokesman for the County Council said the total number of sheltered units across all the schemes is 6,137. But our funding pays for support for only 4,621 units. It's difficult to say how many people within the service need the support that we fund. This means that we could be paying for support that some people don't need. If, as a result of this consultation, we change things for service users, we will work with providers to understand how best to support people to make the change.
Watchdogs have warned people in Norfolk to be on their guard about scam emails claiming to be from Amazon. Officers at Norfolk Trading Standards issued the warning about convincing-looking emails stating the recipient has made an order for a high-value item from the online retailer. Examples have included expensive vintage chandeliers, Bose stereos, iPhones and luxury watches. The email, which comes from a spoofed email address of service.at amazon.co.uk, states that if the recipient has not authorised the transaction, they can click on a helpline centre to receive full refund. Trading Standards officers said the emails are not from Amazon. They warned anyone following the link will be taken to a fake version of the Amazon website, which will attempt to gather personal and financial details.
Getting rid of Norfolk's residual waste is costing more than £20 million a year, including a bill of nearly £4 million to burn rubbish at an incinerator in Suffolk, new figures have revealed. And leading councillors said they were looking at a longer-term solution to deal with the 200,000 tonnes of unrecyclable waste produced by households each year. However, residual waste which cannot be recycled, reused or composted has to go somewhere, and new figures have shown how much it costs to dispose of it. The council has, since 2014, been sending 40,000 tonnes a year to an incinerator, which was built at Great Blakenham in Ipswich.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from me, Brian Clark.
And from me, Alison Aplin. Please continue to listen, as part two of Chatterbox this week will include more news stories, information desk, and a feature with a birdlife theme.